Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Play Keno
from only $1 a game.
Gamble responsibly.
1-800-858-858.
Great to have you company, Adelaide. Big Monday edition of the Rush Hour coming up. Speaking of big, he was bigger. He was bigger than Bruce Springsteen back in the day. The one, the only, Andrew Juice Newton. Jarman Juice, welcome to Monday. It's been a big weekend for you. You've said farewell.
Yeah.
Out there at Gazer Town, and we'll talk to that a little bit later on, but okay, welcome to you, mate.
G'day, Lou. Good to see you again on this marvellous Monday, and you got your Glenel top on.
I have.
You
win
shed it. Go base.
Oh, how good.
Mate, your little magic dust,
no.
I'm telling you,
Mark
is,
Stone
wow.
And the boys.
Terrific
thoroughly
yesterday.
Deserving.
Yes.
Great effort yesterday against the lovely boys, Mark 2.
they had a crack. Our boys had a crack.
Absolutely, and it sets up, let's get to it right now.
Oh.
A Port v Glenel Grand Final. Fair bit of history here, Jars. You know better than me.
Last premiership the Bays won was back in 1986.
Oof. I was on the end of that one.
Gee.
Alan Stringer got me a beauty in the coccyx bone with his knee.
Wow.
And
ow.
Wayne Stringer got my little brother Darren with a little king hit.
The Stringer brothers. Got hold of the German boys.
But they were brutal that day. So can they do it again, Luke?
Well, time will tell. Should be a massive
40,000.
Hopefully a massive crowd. And I'll tell you, it'll be taking Monday off. And Tuesday. And I reckon probably Wednesday.
I won't find you.
If it goes to plan. And if it doesn't.
They'll celebrate for 6 months down there.
I'll be with them.
You and Stoney.
Me and Stub. Either side of Stoney. All right.
Well done.
The Ashes ended up 2-2.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, we retained the Ashes, but we lost the fifth test. 135-run win to the Poms. Well done to them. Yeah. Player of the series, Jars. Two this time.
Two. Around. Stevie Smith and Ben Stokes.
One
I thought it was just for the one player, but obviously they've changed that rule. And Jofra Archer.
Jofra.
Sixfer.
It was interesting to hear Matty Wade just talk about what it was like facing the Express. And it was four or five overs. He's still going. Hang in there.
Yeah.
Be a part of it.
10 overs he bowled. And wanted to knock his ears off. Riveting game of cricket.
That alone is worth a sit-down chat.
Yeah.
To go, what is that like? And talk us through every over, every ball. The Boomers, no medal, unfortunately, for our basketball team. 67-59 loss to France. Paddy Mills misses the All-Star 5. How?
It's a disgrace.
How?
It's honestly.
And they pick a point guard that doesn't even finish in the top four.
Exactly. I'm telling you.
I'm with you.
If you've got some fresh notes.
I'm with Bogeyman.
Suitcases.
I'm with the Bogeyman. I tell you what, Google that stuff. That stuff is I don't know, Jay.
Hey?
I don't know.
Nah, I think we got shafted there.
All right. Quickly, just would love to back announce from last weekend on Friday, the Great Walk ruined its led beautifully.
Case for kids.
85,000 was the last number we threw out Friday afternoon.
Down at the Grand.
Can tell you with great pleasure that number exceeds $100,000 now. $100,749 raised.
Keep it coming.
For our Case for Kids, Sids for Kids here in SA.
Brilliant.
So
well done, Adelaide.
All involved and so proud we could be a part of it and help out what is a
great team effort.
All right, beautifully done.
Well done, mate.
Righto, time to knuckle down, dial in. Spirit of the game. Spirit of the game. Family, get involved. 1-333-53. Going to relive the moment. Umpire Sean Ryan. 2 GWS's Adam Kennedy. After he had a go at Charlie Cameron. After he hurt the motorbike. Elbow.
That's it.
Stephen, against the spirit of the game, okay? If you continually knock his arm, and I will pay a free kick.
That is
fascinating. Now, you've been warned, okay? I've told you.
There it is, the spirit of the game.
Mm.
He said, I will pay a free kick. Rule 17.12E states. Yeah, we're going deep. Real deep.
I love
to get
numbers.
My associate to work on this.
I love my numbers. What does it say, Luke?
It says, a free kick shall be awarded against a player who makes unreasonable or unnecessary contact with injured opposition player or players.
All he was doing was bumping Charlie Cameron.
I think on the bottom of that, they forgot to put discuss. And that's what we're going to do next. 1-333-53, spirit of the game.
This
where do you
good.
Sit, family?
Mm.
It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. All thanks to Dan
Timmy.
Murphy's. For Dan Murphy's, never stop beating prices. That's their lowest liquor price guarantee. This is the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on Triple M.
I think a lot of footy pundits and so-called experts and fans were a little surprised Saturday night, Jars, when the free kick or the term, the phrase, spirit of the game, was mentioned by umpire Sean Ryan to Adam Kennedy of the Giants.
Yeah.
When he was niggling Charlie Cameron after he hurt that elbow in an earlier incident. If you missed it, here's how it unfolded. Sorry, Tim.
Stephen's against the spirit of the game, okay? If you continually knock his arm, and I will pay a free kick.
That is
fascinating. Now, you've been warned, okay? I've told you.
Great debate, Jar. great debate it about is. This one. A lot of people are saying, well, you're fair game when you're back on the field and everything else. Nick Riewoldt in particular, who was a man who was subjected to lot of physicality when he hurt a shoulder once up at the Gabba by the Scott boys.
And Mount Michael.
Yeah, and everything.
Gave him a little clip.
Absolutely. So this season just keeps throwing up
curveballs.
Every single week, Jar. Yeah.
The law's wrong, Lou.
Obscure.
This law is wrong. Needs to be changed by the AFL.
Why?
Because if you go back on, you're fair game. Yep. All right. So if you have the ability to keep playing and you still have an impact, even though you're injured and the opposition are aware of your injury, you are fair game.
Yeah.
Got no issue with it. Yep. No issue with it.
Do you think it might be an overreaction to a phrase that we've not heard before? Because I think umpires have been really proactive in warning players in every way, shape or form this year. Yeah. And the only reason I say that is that unnecessary contact is a new thing in our game.
Mm.
And you can get pinged and get a free kick for it when the ball's not around. I have no issue with Charlie Cameron being fair game when the ball's in play.
Mm.
What they're suggesting is when the ball's not in play and you're walking back to your spot, you can't have a whack at him.
Mm. But you let a bump. You can bump him, Luke.
Yeah, but I reckon that shifted this
year. What about when Stevie J had a broken hand?
Yeah, with Bakes, with Stevie Baker.
And Baker was smacking his hand.
Yeah, but we've moved a long way away from that, Jar.
We have. Is that why? Because
that was three separate reports.
Well, there you go. Well,
back in that day. I would argue on this one, and again, the moment the ball's in play, you just hit him like normal.
Gloves are off.
All right. Mm. But I think all year we've seen umpires yell at players or give away free kicks if you're getting involved with some physicality when there's no need to be.
When the ball's safe.
Away.
Yeah.
Away. Okay. So that's the only reason I can justify it. Mm. And look, I don't mind it in that sense because what you're doing is you're not saying that he's a protected species. Mm. You're saying that whilst you're rolling on back to set yourself up for the bounce or the throw-in, whatever, you can't really just come out of nowhere and hit him. And he was trying to grab his arm at one point just to test it out. Didn't hit him hard.
No, he didn't. Right? I saw that.
But the idea being, and I think the fact that this surprised us all, the actual fact that it's there.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was there.
All right. What are your thoughts on Sean Ryan, the umpire, saying that?
Well, I think it's good. He gave fair warning. Instead of just pulling out a free kick on him, which he could have, and he could have said, mate, not in the spirit of the game, go and check up the rule book.
Mm.
So I think that was pretty good umpiring.
Mm-hmm.
But again, did it deter GWS from then going, oh, hang on a minute. Did it change their frame of mind towards Charlie Cameron? Because it shouldn't have.
Did it though?
I don't know.
Oh.
You'd hope not.
I hope not.
Because you would think, and I'm with you, if you come back on, well, you're as fair game as anyone else.
Exactly right.
Are you not?
Michael of Port Noarlunga. G'day, Mick.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
There's a fair bit of niggle, Mick.
I think it comes under the term of the Mongrel Act, mate.
Yep.
Okay. You got Tom Hawkins smacking someone in the side of the face. Tell me that's allowed on Hindley Street at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No, that's a thug,
mate.
You
got a bloke getting at someone's eyes. Tell me that's what you want your underage to be doing.
Mm.
So is it a man's game or is it a prick's game?
Fair call, mate.
It's a good call.
All right, mate.
It's a good call.
And that's the question you've got to ask yourself. And the umpires in the AFL need to be very clear because we've not had an incident like this for a long time, Jar.
What Hawkins did, right, and what Toby Green did last week, he's still got to be proven found guilty tonight or tomorrow. That's not the spirit of the game.
Well,
What Tommy Hawkins did was no way the spirit of the game.
The spirit of the game is a collection tray for everything that the rules miss. Because if you see the actual listing of 17.12E as it goes down, there's A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K.
Yeah.
There's a heap there to try and it's the catchment.
Mm.
That's what it is. We'll get to Toby Green and Tom Hawkins next as well.
Okay, good on you, Mick. Good stuff. Andreas of Blair, g'day.
What do you think, Andreas?
I just don't think it's a very good look for the game. The umpires got it right and the commentators got it wrong. So hopefully they can see that they got it wrong and fess up.
Thanks, mate. Honestly, when the rule book came out, Jars, I think a lot of people went, I didn't realise that.
Yeah, exactly.
So therefore, technically, the umpire is wrong.
Mm. Let's go to Alex of Westbourne Park. Alex.
Hey, g'day, boys. How are you?
Good. Your thoughts, Alex?
I agree with the umpire because what happens is that he keeps on niggling and niggling.
Yep.
So Charlie Cameron turns around, gives him one, gets suspended. If the umpire said stop doing it, you stop doing it.
Well, you get
free kick away.
Yeah, you get fair warning at least. Whereas Grant Thomas is.
And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Great example. I'll give you one. Like I had injections in my shoulder at halftime, came back out, and I was playing on Chris Mew. This is how old I am. Go back. And the first time, he didn't bump me, didn't hit me when we play restarted. Mm. He waited for me to go for the footy for the first time. And the ball got in between us, and as I put my head down to go over it, he ran straight past it, ran straight through me and winged me properly. And I had to go off. I was done.
But that was in the spirit of the game, wasn't it?
That's
well within. You put yourself out
there. Because I'm back out there.
There you go.
It's in a contest.
So he, yeah.
The thing is, why this one has
it's
come
off the ball.
It's not in the contest. And everyone's going, oh, that's okay, though. Yeah. You let them up. But no, they've gone away from the unnecessary contact these days.
No. Paul of Hackham. G'day, mate.
Hey, how you going?
Good, good.
Finish this up for us, Paul.
So I suppose what they're looking at is this guy's hurt his arm. He's only going to get hurt more by being knocked around, so they've sort of given him some protection.
And I've got to give Charlie Cameron some credit here, some courage.
Yeah,
he was in agony. Every time he went for a ball or a contest and he got smashed into the ground, he was screaming.
Hard to...
And he couldn't get the Harley going.
Rev the accelerator.
Could he? He tried.
And you've hyperextended the elbow. I mean, just try it now. It's hard.
He lost a Peter Fonda arm.
He wouldn't ride the chopper.
He was the easy rider.
Yeah,
it's a good debate though, Lou.
It's a rush hour, Triple M. It's the rush hour with Giles and Louis on Triple M, doing it for Dan Murphy's now. Just announced today the Brownlow night at the Highway. The Highway is Brownlow on the deck with Giles and Louis. Bookings at thehighway.com.au next Monday. Should we give away a double, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Six to seven, we're on the deck. And then we're hosting the Brownlow night at the
You've
Highway.
You've done it a few years now.
Yeah, $45.
I'm jumping on your back.
Get you in. Come on in. I'll carry you in, jockey style. All right. If you want to come along and be a part of it, we've got a double to give away right now to the Highway for next Monday, 23rd of September. Brownlow night. It's a big night down there. Come along. Be a part of it.
All right.
Give us a call. 133353.
Hey, one bloke that won't be getting the Brownlow, Tommy Hawkins and Toby Green.
Yeah, well, again, wouldn't be finals time, Jas, without a couple of contentious reports.
Without Tommy Hawkins belting someone off the ball.
Or Toby Green being involved in a scrap.
Doesn't he love a scrap?
I tell you what. Look, let's start on Tom Hawkins. All right, the hit on Will Schofield, behind the play or in play, depending on what school of thought you're coming from at the moment, was assessed as intentional conduct with low impact and high contact, therefore classified as a one-match suspension. I think he's really lucky it got even called low impact, Jas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will Schofield went down.
He did too.
He was dazed.
He was stunned. Yeah, dazed. Yep.
So the big one here, and the thinking, and Geelong will be sweating on this because Hawkins played a cracking game on Friday night, is can they somehow convince the tribunal that it was in play? And by in play, I mean that he was in an action of leading up to the footy because the ball's in motion ahead of him and he's trying to get back to the footy.
Nah.
It's a big long bow, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, head contact. What's the rule from the AFL?
Yeah,
touch the noggin.
It's a no. It should be an absolute out.
He'll get a week.
No brainer.
He'll get a week
and should be done and dusted.
Yep. He's just got to pray that they get over the line this week and play the GF.
Well, let's assume that happens and we've taken care of that. And we've probably saved everyone about 5 hours there. You and I.
Yeah.
Done and dusted.
Okay.
Toby Green, public enemy number one, unless you barrack for the Giants or you love a shit stirrer. Now, boy, did he play well too. 30 touches,
he's
couple
a talent,
of goals.
Luke. He's a real talent.
So his incident, where he got in a little bit late, he's in and around the eyes a lot, Toby Green, isn't he?
He's like washing dishes.
He certainly is. He's got a
scrubbing faces.
Lachie Neale was the man. Intriguing what coach Chris Fagan of the Brisbane Lions had to say about the incident this morning on Melbourne Radio.
He felt contact. He didn't know. He had no idea who it was. It wasn't enough to stop him from playing on. It just caused him a little bit of disturbance for a few seconds, and he dusted it off and kept going. So it wasn't in the eyes; it was more to the nose, was what he said to me yesterday.
Now they've done their best to slow this down and zoom in on it and try and get evidence of him getting
in all
the face. So the charge is intentional conduct with low impact and high contact, classified as a one-match suspension, unreasonable or unnecessary contact to the eye region during the second quarter.
Mm.
If it's not Toby Green, it's not an incident.
Mm. Yeah.
Is that fair call?
Yeah, it is.
If this is any other player that hasn't been in the news for any type of sort of niggle. If it's Ben Cunnington, 25,000 fines for about $250 million bucks over the last couple of years, it would be simply just a fine and move on, would it not?
Absolutely. So this young man who's got a lot of talent, is he a chance to get off? Now that Chris Fagan has come out and Lachie Neale has come out and said, I think he just rubbed my nose. He wiped my nose for him.
But what's the charge? Have a look at the charge. Unnecessary contact to the eye region. Talk about hedging your bets, AFL.
Yeah, but he was in the pack. They were trying to find the
footy. To the region.
Yeah.
So is it?
The ball's in the area.
Unless he comes out and says he was eye gouged, like the week before,
correct.
He can't get off. And you can't get him out of spite or the fact you missed him last week. that you get him again this week because he dared to go and do it again. Do you know what I mean?
Where was his eyes darting around, Tabe, at the time?
Well, he was three deep, and then he had a bit of a look up to
see. He was looking to see,
If anything, he's guilty of being a little bit thick as a brick when it comes to cameras. Yeah?
He didn't realise.
Yeah, I mean,
the DRS was watching him.
You're being watched. I mean, it's almost like if someone's got a camera on him out there. But
do they get that evidence from Lachie Neal and Chris Fagan and the doctor's report, all that kind of? Because he's got to go up tomorrow night to appeal, isn't he?
They're up to have a crack at it. I can't see.
He's got a rap sheet as long as.
So, well, that doesn't matter.
Does that? No?
The key is, and this is the key one to understand.
Sometimes they, I look at that.
Just because you missed him last week, and this is a bit of the common thought process out there, just because you didn't have the set of plums last week to get him on a charge because you couldn't nail it down.
And he's remorseful.
Yeah, and or was he? Or did he smirk when he came out from the tribunal?
He was so remorseful.
Mate, you can't suspend a bloke for being... having a bit of a smirk on his face, you know, and being a bit slippery, can you?
He's the Joker.
Because that's what they're trying to get him at. They're trying to create a villain.
They want him.
Footy needs heroes and
he's
villains.
He's hunted.
All right. And he didn't do anything. Like, what law really did he break?
I don't think he broke any law.
Do you know what I mean?
They should have been thrown out.
Last one as we finish this break, the sniff test. And this is the front bar test. Should he miss a prelim final, forgetting anything else that he's done for that incident alone?
No. He plays this weekend.
End of story.
He plays this
Tom
weekend.
Tom Hawkins, should he miss?
See you later, Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For
sit in the stands with your lovely family.
Absolutely. That's how clear cut it is.
Yeah.
Done. Oh, busted.
Right. Okay.
Tribunal finished.
There you go.
Session done. Out. Right. Let's go and have another session.
133353. Now it's the time to call for the Rush Hour's quiz with no name. We'll do that next. Giles and Louie on Triple M doing it for Dan Murphy's.
Can I just talk
about what happened
Saturday night?
You headed out home.
Back home.
Gazer.
Just
BNF night.
Finished up our club championship award night for our 18 C's, B's and A's.
Yeah,
wonderful night. And But it was my last appearance as the...
For those who don't know, you've...
Stepped down.
Stepped down. And, just moving on, having a spell.
It's time. It's time to just... Yeah.
Very Don Pike of you. Well done.
Thank you. But I think I sacked myself the more I reflect on it.
Yeah.
Because of the going down to Div 3. Anyway.
Yeah.
Obviously wanted to... Did the BNF, so I did the count. So I was Gil McLaughlin. You know, the 5-4-3-2-1.
Are you a speedy type?
Some parts of it, yes.
Did you try and inject humour?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. A little bit of that. And then paused.
Yeah.
Because our boy Nugs Bioli,
he's,
you know, 89 nuggets one night at the club.
Yep.
The big strapping full forward that he is. He didn't get many votes.
Oh, right.
He, 6'4", you know, 130 kg.
Stands out.
Stands out.
A real eye catcher, vote catcher. Oh, Nugs.
So,
mate, apparently off the field he stands out.
He's a love.
Shout out to you, Nugs.
He's a love. We love him. And when I looked down, I've gone 3 votes. Nuggets Bioli, the whole place erupted.
Yeah, went mad.
So he got a couple of votes at the back half of the year.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's nice.
So I wrapped it up. But what was a bit emotional for me was that, and I wasn't aware of this, so, you know, that I had a lot of thank yous and well wishes and, you know, some nice things were said. But then the executive committee awarded me life member of the Gazer Footy Club, which honestly was just, I couldn't believe it because my late mother, she's on the board.
Yep.
And I always wanted to be a life member at Gazer, always.
Oh, well done.
So that was unexpected, surprised. So I was... Couldn't believe it. I was overwhelmed, to be quite honest with you.
I've
got one left.
It's fantastic.
I've got one more thing to get. All right.
At Gazer?
No.
Elsewhere. Can I just say something before we get to that? Because I think it's pretty poignant. I always compared you and Luke Hodge to be similar types. And it just, the weekend really showed how alike you two are. It's almost Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger, twins. You're so close.
Family help.
Hodgie?
Yeah.
Shaking off the carry-off?
He did too.
Said to Jared Lyons, wouldn't have thought so.
Yeah.
And then didn't say anything and just was announced later on by Fakes. Yeah. I think the old fella's done.
Fakes didn't even know.
Didn't even know, and you. Yeah, you yourself on your farewell. Hosted. MC'd. Counted the votes. And got yourself an award. I mean, could you make it any more about you?
They got us to leave.
Oh, what?
Really?
Oh, because we ran out of Coronas.
Oh.
That's gluten-free.
Because that's the only stuff you can drink.
Oh, I just ran the joint dry.
Did you kick up a stink?
No, I said to our Gaz Marshall, very different. He was drinking it with me. Well, he's going, what are you drinking? I said, Gaz, it's gluten-free. Gluten-free. He goes, oh, get on board. So we wiped that out.
I'm going to throw something really beautiful from left field at you. And your night shouldn't have finished where it finished. Mm. You know, in this day and age, and you've got a device, that there is, in fact, an app for that. There is an app where you just order it up, my friend, and it will turn up.
Uber, is it Uber?
A bit like Uber, yeah. There's lots of apps that you can go, because when you've had a few so you don't have to drive, they'll deliver.
So I got a taxi home. They threw me in the taxi, but I didn't have a key for the front gate.
Oh,
oh no.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, dog's barking.
So the whole neighbourhood, it would have been a cacophony.
Yes! Yeah. Let me in, love!
And she came back, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
She was asleep because she had a bite right. Oh, and asleep. So somehow I got over the fence and I thought I hurt my knee.
As we always say in the rush.
But I just want to say I love that club. I'll always be there for them and I wish you
did well. You get sent off with this music?
Yeah. The big skip gave me a big hug, big Hinesy.
Were you blowing kisses?
No. No, just a lot of hugs to my boys. So, yeah, and that's what happened. And I just walked out the front door and for the last time.
Well, you're a life member, mate. You're going back. Jeez, don't make it so dramatic. All right. Honestly.
Come on.
And do you have security cameras at your house?
Yeah, I think we do.
Oh,
yeah.
Can I get that footage? $1,000, 10 questions, 60 seconds, Jas. That's the equation. She's a little late today, the quiz.
Yeah.
So apologies for those. And if you're copping it for the first time and you don't normally get it, enjoy the ride. Little quick fact note. If you miss three early,
you're out.
It's game over.
We shut it down.
All right. And we've given Brad from Evanston.
Yep.
Welcome, Brad.
G'day, Brad.
Afternoon, lads.
It's a boy.
You've had 15 to 20 to kill, Brad. How have you killed your time?
Just listening to you guys again, having a check over the AFL website.
Nice.
Good boy.
Very good. All right, mate. We're going to wish you all the best of luck. 60 seconds. Time will start at the end of your first question. Don't forget your Automasters lifeline. Here's Jar, and good luck.
Which former Collingwood captain is the favourite for the Crows' senior job?
Scott Burns.
How many weeks has Toby Green been offered for his incident with Lachie Neal?
That'll be one.
Who is the home team for the first AFL prelim final?
Pass.
Which A-League team is Adelaide United playing in the FFA Cup quarterfinals? Which A-League team?
Pass.
In what year were the Glenelg Tigers last in a Sandford Grand Final? What year was it?
Automasters.
What was the winning margin of the 1989 AFL Grand Final, which we recalled here on Triple M on Saturday?
Oh, I was listening to it as well. It was under a goal. Oh, quick. 4 points.
Okay. Which who did the Boomers lose to in the Basketball World Cup bronze France. Medal match? Yeah, good boy.
Who was named player of the match for the fifth test?
That'll be Archer.
Okay. How many rounds did boxer Tyson Fury go against his opponent Otto Wallen yesterday? How many rounds?
Pass.
Who was the top disposal getter for the Crows Sandville side against the Bays?
Pass. Fogarty.
All right. Time is up, Brad. We're going to punch that one into the computer.
Okay.
It was a long wait.
Analyzing now.
Long.
I think we've got the chocolates, to be honest.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Correct.
5 out of 10.
That's a pass at any university in any country in Australia, Brad.
It is. Good effort, mate.
It was set against you. Some tough questions in there. You don't win the prize. You don't get the cash, but you get this, doesn't he, Timmy?
He does. A double pass to Metallica S&M 2 Rocks Event Cinemas with San Francisco Symphony. October 9 and 11. Tickets on sale now at eventcinemas.com.au.
There you go, Brad.
Oh, awesome.
Well done.
Thank you.
And I reckon we also owe you 20 minutes of your life for Burn on Hole. All right. Have a great day, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Number 3, Luke.
All right, Richmond are the home team for the first AFL prelim.
Yeah.
Newcastle Jets, that's who Adelaide United play in the quarterfinal of the FFA Cup.
You Reds.
The Tigers, the Bay, last Sandford Grand Final, 2008, when they lost to U-Dogs Centrals.
Yeah.
6 points was the winning margin in the 89 grand final for the Hawks.
Still one of the greatest the grand finals of all time. The boys did a great call too.
Pure magic, wasn't it? 12 rounds. Tyson Fury took him all day get over his opponent. And Patrick Wilson was the top disposal getter for the Crows Sandford side that lost to the Bays yesterday with 29 touches.
Go Bays.
There you go.
Go Bays.
So Rush Hour, Giles and Louie are doing it for Dan Murphy's, the Savo. Never stop beating prices. That's their lowest liquor price guarantee. Show sponsor as well, Dan Murphy.
It is too.
We love them.
Back to wrap next.
They got gluten-free Coronas.
Triple M.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Kissing the ring.
They all came to kiss the ring.
It's time to kiss the ring.
Oh, we love this segment, Giles. Of course, going way back in time.
Yeah,
take a knee. Kiss, hold the hand out. Kiss the ring in honour of my liege.
Yeah.
All right. You're up first, Ace.
I'm going to go with Glenelg forward Ryan Luke Reynolds from Deadpool 2. He kicked 5 yesterday against the Adelaide Crows.
Got away early.
What about the screamer in the goal square?
Yeah, very nice.
So Lucky I reckon boy. We've got to kiss his ring at training.
Absolutely.
I want to throw in
it's
Luke
fair
Hodge.
Too.
Luke Hodge and Crows Andy Otten.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Well done, boys.
Thank you both.
Outstanding. Simply outstanding. Can I throw in there, and I'll tell you what, I reckon he saved his gig. Leon Cameron, coach of the GWS Giants and the Giants themselves. That's a big win. To be on the road up there in Brisbane at home for the second week in a row.
Yeah,
kiss Leon's ring.
Beautiful.
Joe Ingles. Just how good is he? Yeah. I know we didn't get a medal. No. I know, but Joe just can talk trash and play.
Yeah, beautiful.
And play. Kiss the
did
ring.
Did we have sound effects for kiss the ring?
We normally
thought
do.
We did, don't
Yeah,
we?
Look, it's not that slick anymore, this operation, so don't worry about it too much. Andrew Bogut.
Yeah. Do you want to kiss his ring?
Oh, no, he's telling everyone to kiss his. Especially Fieber. What a tirade. It's going to cop plenty. I've got the Bay in there. Glenelg and Stoney again.
Yeah, well done.
Kiss the ring.
No, and so you should.
Been outstanding.
Well,
cannot wait for this weekend's grand final between Port and Glenelg. Whether you love him or loathe him, Toby Green, just the ability to play football.
Well, you can't kiss his ring.
Kiss the ring. Why not?
He's been reported.
Oh, and do you think he should have been reported?
No.
Well, therefore, we can kiss his ring. Fine, mate. Joffre Archer. Oh, chin music at its finest.
Scary.
Just when you thought chin music was no longer available.
He's going to be scary this
That was good. And I'll kiss Matty Wade. He should hold his hand out.
Yeah, okay.
To survive all
that
stuff.
He's on the lip.
Oh, absolutely.
Didn't stop.
Anyone who completed the City Bay?
Great effort. Played.
Kiss the ring. Hold your hand out.
Yeah, well done.
This one to a good friend of mine for allowing me over to Henley Beach Saturday night with my family to have fish and chips on the grass. A. Jarman allowed to kiss the ring.
Were you there Saturday night?
Over there, yeah.
What did you pop in?
Tell you what, it's an exhausting process to get in, though. Timmy and family, I don't even know this, I had to fill out forms and then I had facial recognition cameras hit me. and then all of a sudden the kid goes, what's that up there? I said, that's Jazz's drone, who's seen who's in. Bloody tough gig. The moment I left my dog off, a little voiceover said, put your dog on a lead, put your dog on a lead. I said, geez, Jazz, you're running a tight ship. But thanks for having us anyhow. And also on a serious note, kiss Jazz's ring or hold your hand out, please. Life member of the Gays of Football Club.
Thanks,
to join your mark.
So, thank you. Yeah.
Well done, mate. Outstanding.
Beautiful. Thank you, mate.
All right. And the tribunal, if you get it right, I'll kiss your ring.
You kiss your ring.
If beautiful. You get it.
If you get it right.
All right. We've got a big 6 o'clock hour to come. Spirit of the game. Jar says goodbye.
Yeah.
And we talk about the Crows and their coaching woes. All coming up.
It's a rush hour with Jars and Louie on Triple M. We're doing it for Dan Murphy's. Picking a winner is tough. Picking the lowest price isn't. Triple M, it's a rush hour with Jars and Louie doing it for Dan Murphy's.
Big night tonight for the Cats and Tommy Hawkins. 5:30 our time, fronts the tribunal. Jar trying to get off on that striking charge against Will Schofield of the West Coast Eagles. They need him. Out and out needing the Cats if they think they're going to win.
Yeah, kick four, but he's going to let the club down again because he can't control his anger. Honestly, Luke.
And he was having a big night, too.
He was playing some super footy.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Crows coaching gig. What are you hearing? Obviously, Scotty Burns is the front runner when it comes to the bookies.
Yeah.
Ross Lyon, rumoured to have been caught up with Rue somewhere along the line.
Yeah. I'm hearing so many names.
Yeah.
Honestly. Look, I'll tell you what I said on Saturday morning.
Yep.
These are the four names that I don't think will be as a candidate or even contention.
So, scratch them now.
Ben Rutten, scratch him out.
Yeah.
Scott Burns, scratch him out. Nathan Bassett, scratch him, and also Michael Voss. They're the four, all right, that will not be coaching the club next year.
All right, fair enough.
All right.
Where do you think, we haven't had this discussion yet, you and I, older, senior, or young type?
Well, what's the list going to look like next year? Well, what do you think it's going to look like? Well, is it going to go youth? They're going to go kids?
Well, I don't know whether it's about the list. I think it's about the ability to deal with the current type of player these days, which needs the arm around, that needs that new generation of coaching type. Okay. You know, whereas it the empowerment, the love, the
affection. You know what my gut feel says? It's a Ross Lyon type.
Well, that doesn't fit Ross Lyon doesn't fit that MO.
I know, but you
does it?
You talk to all his ex players that he coached, and they love him. They loved him. I'm only just going by what I get.
Sonny Walters come out and said the next coach needs to be able to have a relationship, needs to understand,
and that's a good call. He did say that absolutely,
and that is a guy that was an elite player. Is an elite player. I agree. Under Fremantle. It's a tough environment to try and find a coach at the moment,
and it wants to come here.
Yeah,
well, they don't last long.
Out of the pan into the fire this one. Jordan De Goey's back from Germany.
He won't play, will he?
Well, he's running around. Nah. Saw him pick up a nice ground ball.
He'll play then.
What a miracle it'll be. Good luck to him. He said, I know nothing.
Sergeant Schultz.
Yeah, I think so. Picked up an accent. Yeah. He's only over there 3 days.